Today with Kino Cummings.
We all have a voice. Use yours. Call 021-446-0567.
Join the conversation.
On Cape Talk.
So coming up on today, right here on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk, between 9 and 10, Albert Fritz. He is the MACO member. He's the minister. Let's just call him a minister. He is the minister for community safety in the Western Cape. And I want to chat to him about neighborhood watchers, CPFs, etc. What's happening to them? Are they going to be activated, reactivated? It is lockdown level 3. People are concerned about their security. I'm not sure if you are. I'm sure you are, because more people are now allowed to be on the streets, and that could potentially include the criminals. Then between 10 and 11, we'll continue our chat with Nikki Verd. We had a 5-minute chat to her yesterday. She penned this wonderful piece talking about Rwanda and how Rwanda does not suffer from this, "Oh, I'm a victim" attitude. They go out there and they grab their future. And I want to unpack that in more detail. Not Rwanda alone, but reinventing oneself. And maybe you've got a story of reinvention. I'm looking forward to hearing from you between 10 and 11. Then between 11 and 12, we'll have Jonathan Cherry. He obviously talks innovation, the future, all things creative. So that's the show in a nutshell, and lots of other things happening in between. So the numbers to dial once again, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. So let's get talking.
Cape Talk.
The open line. Call 021-446-0567.
So have you been watching CNN and some of the other international networks and even just our local television stations focusing on what's happening in the United States? I tell you, the one thing I can't stand is looting and going into a Nike shop and stealing Nike shoes, right? That is criminality. But people taking to the streets the way they are, I think, is totally understandable. President Donald Trump, I think by now we know what his base is. They tend to be the sort of right-wing conservatives, etc. And he continues, as President of the United States, to pander to that particular base. And, you know, it's his country. Let him do what he wants to do. Some people not happy about that. And, I don't know. I was online this morning looking at a website called boredpanda.com. If you ever bored, go and check it out. It's a wonderful website. And what they showed, though, was very different to what we see in our mainstream media. They showed a couple of officers, for example, on their knees in front of protesters. I didn't see that on TV. They showed a police officer holding up a placard stating police violence needs to stop. I didn't see that. And it really raises the question about what we see as important in the media. And if I had to criticize my very own industry, it would be, we tend to focus on the Skopskit and the Donner. And I'm personally sick and tired of it. I really am. And I think it's important for us, and I think even a show such as this, to show both sides of it. Not just police chasing protesters, protesters smashing windows. There are other sides to it, and I think it's so important for us to be able to reflect that. As important as it is for me to also reflect the other side of Trump, which I don't do. Right. So I've got to criticize myself as well. I don't know. What do you think about the coverage? Have you seen the other side of this? And what is your take on the way media tend to cover these stories? I've said this before. I really wish we could be a little bit more nuanced when it comes to how we cover some of these stories, how we present these stories, and especially when it comes to the visual form. So that's the one thing I'd like to put on the table. Something else, maybe you want to give us some feedback on what happened with the alcohol sales yesterday. I was fortunate. I thought, okay, I'll go and get a bottle of something. And I went past one bottle store, and there were literally five people outside. And I was like, hey, my time is now. But I juxtaposed that to what happened at Liquor City in Paro. Oh, my word. Lines and lines and lines. Well, one line. But loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of people going to get alcohol. Some people with the wife in the queue and the husband, because you have limits as to what you can buy individually. I don't know. And then I hear a very sad story. A friend of mine sending me a message this morning saying that one of the first accidents where someone was killed by a drunk driver on the Cape Flats yesterday. This is the price that we do pay for allowing alcohol to be made freely available. But I also think it comes down to personal responsibility. So what would you like to talk about? Those are just some of the things I'm putting out there. Doesn't mean you have to talk about those. You can raise whatever you like. Your experiences, maybe questions that you're sitting with at the moment. I'm really looking forward to those and just chatting to you about it. I don't know everything. I'm here to be educated as much as I'm sure you want to be educated listening to radio. So I never ever think that I know everything. I put some stuff out there and all we can do is have a really good conversation about it. So let's get a Paul. Paul in Durbanville, good morning.
Hi, is it me?
Yes, it's you, Paul.
That was quick. I read an article this morning, quite early, that Judith Malema is going to hold Stilwell and Poser personally responsible for lifting the alcohol ban. And he states reasons that it's going to cause people to behave violently, badly, and occupy hospital beds and basically be a danger to society. Now, if he's saying, because Julius only speaks for his supporters, is he saying that all his supporters are going to behave badly? And if so, can't he control them? Can't he tell his supporters not to behave badly?
I think lots of people behave badly, man.
if you ask
Kenny Africa, what you need to do is chat to Kenny Africa, the traffic chief, and ask him, who are the people who are caught drinking and driving? And he'll tell you there's a wonderful rainbow nation of them. Some of them driving fancy MLs all the way through to, you know, your rusting Toyota. So, I think it's surely human nature there, Paul. I say human nature. It's human nature to some. I'm able to drink. And I never drink during the day. If I'm going to have anything to drink, it'll be, after 7 o'clock at night, and it might be like a tot of whiskey or something, right? So I would do that. And I would never get in my car drinking and driving. I would never do. I'm not stupid, right? But you do find people who do that. And it's got nothing to do with Julius's base versus whatever. I think there are lots of human beings who are just bloody irresponsible.
Sure. But it's just that he doesn't bring up the cigarette ban, which I find, I think the whole cigarette ban's ridiculous. Yeah. He doesn't bring it, he's just very selective. That's what irritates me.
Ask who paid for his house in Santon.
Well, exactly.
Now, Julius, I don't, whatever comes, I just see Julius's lips moving. I sometimes hear a bit of substance, but it's few and far between, Paul. How are you doing, by the way? How's lockdown treated you? What are you doing during level three?
I've actually been all right. My guys came back yesterday. I managed to get my hands on quite a lot of alcohol before the whole... You see, I'm into manufacturing, so I kind of made my own sanitizer. So I spray my guys top to bottom when they arrive.
Okay.
But during the lockdown, I'm a waterproofer, so I've been on essential services. But having said that, I mean, it hasn't been good for anybody. I've just been lucky. But last month I only did 40% of my normal turnover. Yeah. So I'm obviously catching up on bond, catching up on rent, catching up on everything else. Yeah. But you just got to, they phone everything at us in this country, Kino. They phone this at us as well now, and we're still bouncing back. So you just got to take the positive out of this thing.
I agree.
You just got to make new plans. You just got to. Sanitizer is just one of my expenses now, so it's a tax write-off. So what?
I love what you say. And you know, after 10, we're going to have that chat to Nikki Verd, who wrote that story about Rwanda and what they're doing. They had close to 1 million people decimated through a genocide. Yeah. But if you look at their attitude towards things like technology and how they want to build their economy, if you look at how clean that place is, I don't know if you've ever been to Rwanda, but it's definitely the cleanest place you'll visit in this continent or outside of it, probably other than maybe Singapore. But it's about an attitude. It really is about having to pick yourself up.
There's so many people. Yeah. You know, there's so many people. I'm not a political. I like to follow my politics, but you know, the people on the far left and the far right, all they do is moan.
Yes,
you know, They must have a terrible life. They really must have a terrible life. They must wake up in the morning and they must think about what they can actually find to make them depressed. It's just beyond my comprehension.
I totally agree with you. Oh, spot on, Paul. Spot on. Listen, great call, man. Great call. I'm glad your turnover didn't drop to zero. So,
I thought it was going to, and then suddenly they said essential services, and I managed to. And then there was a bit of a flood. But I'm just lucky. I mean, I've got neighbours in my factory complex who are really, really in a bad way.
Yeah, so, no, I can imagine. Lots of people are struggling.
Again, they're making a plan. Everybody must make a plan.
We need to make plans, and I think that's the crux of our discussion a bit later. But great call, man. Thanks for making it.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers, eh? That's Paul in Durbanville. Let's get Laura. Laura's in Plumstead.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually smiling. I'm really happy. Cool.
Yeah.
When you drive down the M3, so Paradise Motors, Ferndale, Newlands Avenue, our robots have had a makeover. The red and the green is now our heart, and I want to know who's responsible for this.
The red and the green. So how long were you standing in the queue yesterday? I'm joking.
I walked straight in. There was no queue.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I think it's so cool. It really, it just gives a little bit of smile in the morning on the way to work.
Don't we need that, hey?
We do. But I want to know, who's it? The city council, or is it the heart, people that stick hearts all over the place?
We'll find out. But hopefully one of them's listening to us. Have a glorious day. How's level 3 treating you, Laura?
Level 3 is, you know, we're in the baking business. So we've been baking biscuits. And the orders have been coming in pretty good, except Cape Town's very slow. Joburg, Durban, they kind of... They're moving quite quickly, but Cape Town is very quiet.
Yeah.
These things. You know, and also, you know what the problem is? We have orders, but because of the social distancing, we can't have two ladies at a table. So now we've got half our staff complement, orders to fulfill, and we can't bash walls open. You know, we can't bring them in.
Yeah, and you also, you could do some R&D and put some green leaves in there, but I mean, that's not allowed either.
No.
Just kidding.
No, not that. Okay.
Laura, great chatting to you. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for putting a smile on my face. Gosh, she's talking about hearts and on the traffic lights. If anybody knows who's responsible for that, let us know. Calvin in retreat. Hi, Calvin. Good morning.
Good morning, Kino. How are you today, man?
You know what? I'm breathing. I'm healthy. And I think that's all that counts. I'm doing well. Thanks.
I interviewed somebody this morning and said, thank God we have another day and the country's not burning.
Well, there we go. I mean, listen, if you look at the United States at the moment and how everything is starting to surface there.
I'm telling you, eh?
Yeah.
You know, just on the lifting of the alcohol ban, at first we had everything, then they stopped it. Now they gave us everything again. And what they're going to do is they're going to look at this and say, right, that is contributing towards crime and in the country, they might ban it again. Why don't they introduce it gradually? Number one is, you, like in the old days, you must come with your red paper, and only red payers at the beginning can have liquor, and only a limited amount of liquor.
Okay.
If you get a SASSA grant, no alcohol for you. If you get a state pension, you limit it. Introduce it gradually into society. They say people must behave themselves. Where are they going to behave themselves? We know them.
It's a bit like COVID-19. Everybody says, I love it when the Premier and everybody else tells us, no. People need to social distance. They don't even do so with drinking and driving.
Care, man. And now people's going to buy sexual alcohol. And their children's going to suffer now.
I've been thinking about that part of it, right? And people are going to probably use the last money. It was the end of the month. A lot of people, especially if you're getting weekly wages, etc., you know, you on the 30th or monthly, you're getting your paycheck, which is very small. You get that at the end of the month, and you're spending it. You're spending it on alcohol.
They get the grant for the child grant. Hey, I've seen it. Mm. And then immediately, that guy gets given 150 rand to go buy cigarettes. But the other thing about drivings is that I enjoyed drivings, but we had to go to a funless driving out there where Armscore was in past Mitchell's Plain. There was no Mitchell's Plain and no Summerton Village at that time.
Yeah.
And we had to drive at 11:30 of the night. We had to drive down Baden Powell Drive. And eventually it became very dangerous. It's fine putting up drivers, but they must put in areas where people can be safe. Yeah. In those days, we never had the crime we have now.
Hey, Goodwood driving used to be lekker, hey? They used to put the speakers up on the side of the window. I remember that.
Goodwood and Artery and Sea Breeze. Oh, we had to duck behind the car or get into the booth in the Sea Breeze because the whites only driving, you see. You know how many times I drove away there with the speaker still in the car?
Oh, no.
I had to go back and drop the speaker.
Carmen, listen, great chatting to you, mate. Thanks for the call. What would you like to talk about this morning? I'm trying not to get too COVID-y today. We have to talk about COVID. You know, it's important for us to give you the latest stats. Barbara will give you the latest numbers, etc. And it's sad. I mean, you look at what's happening. You listened to William Kesey yesterday saying that the numbers, the increase is outstripping the beds that we'll have available. You know, if I could broadcast from the Karoo and take my family there, I would do that. Just to get away from all this nonsense. You know, I personally stay away from malls. Like, I try my best. Sometimes you have to go to a mall to go and get something. And then you're almost feeling as if you're breathing in this stuff, even with a mask on. It's just, can't handle malls. Which takes me to my initial comment on the show this morning. I wish we can do, and there are some neighborhoods with it around, the corner shop or the little main road with little shops that you can visit, almost like, you know, if you're up in the Fishhook area. Those are the type of things I prefer in our neighborhoods. Not malls, I'm sorry, from here on forth, right? Unless I desperately have to go to a mall, I will not. Virus or not. Virus or not. Not sure about you. So that is one COVID-y thing we can talk about. But what else is happening in your world? What else would you like to talk about? It's as simple as that. You pick up the phone, you dial 021-446-0567, WhatsApp 072-567-1567. And speaking of which, we've got some WhatsApp notes coming through.
Morning, Kino. I thought I'd just give you a funny anecdote about the opening of the liquor stores yesterday. This is Dan in Newdon. The whole of lockdown, I've been savouring the moment where I could go into a liquor store and get a really nice bottle of single malt whiskey. It's just kind of a treat to myself. So there I am in the queue. I queue like 20 minutes at our local liquor store. I go in, I get my bottle of expensive single malt whiskey. About 900 rand, and so not an easy purchase to make, but it was a treat. And I get home, I unpack the car, I'm walking towards the door. I can see my wife looking at me like, why have you spent that money on this whiskey? And at that moment, I kind of leant over and the bottle of whiskey fell out of the box and smashed all over the floor.
No!
One of the most painful, epic fails of my life.
Oh, no. I can almost see it happen in slow motion. Now, Dr. Lovebot has given us a call. I'm liking the show today. I mean, where in the world do you get a call from Dr. Lovebot? Well, Dr. Lovebot, of course, responsible for those hearts on the traffic light. Good morning, Dr. Lovebot. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, very good. So tell us more about the whole Dr. Lovebot thing.
Well, just in this time, everybody's looking a bit miserable, and so I just came up with the idea to create stencils, a whole lot, about I think under 240, and to just circle all the robots around Newlands, so just to bring a bit of cheer to the people. That was the idea. So, mate of mine and I dressed up in our best get up. And took us 6 hours, and we covered all the robots and turned them into love bots. And it was pretty well received, even while we were doing it.
I just love it. So you just stencil. Yeah. And which robots, let's call them robots, right? Other people want to call them traffic lights. Which robots did you actually stencil?
Kirstenbosch, the Kirstenbosch Roads Drive intersection, Fernwood, Paradise Motors, Cavendish. All the pedestrian crossings.
Love it.
The bottom lights at the breweries, the lights up on Dean Street, pedestrian crossings. I see a couple have been taken down on the Newlands Community Forum on Facebook.
Yeah.
A couple of people, one or two people said, like, oh, no, irresponsible. But I don't think it obscures anything. And
no.
It's so subtle. You just kind of, as you get closer, you see it, and it just kind of appears and brings a smile. So
I love what you've done.
Bring a bit of joy.
Anybody phones Thank us you for your much. Details, they can fly. I love what you've done. So there we go, Chanel. That was Dr. Lovebot.
Pleasure, man. Have a good day.